23 minutes right now after 3 o'clock. Controversy had dogged the play My Name is Rachel Corrie since it was first produced in London, England back in 2005. A local production opened last night at the Tarragon Extra Space here in Toronto. Our theatre critic Lynn Slotkin is here to tell us about the controversy, or controversy, and how it played at last night's opening. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
Who is Rachel Corrie, and why is this play so controversial?
Rachel Corrie was a 23-year-old American woman working in Gaza in 2003, who was killed by a bulldozer driven by an Israeli soldier. She was standing on a pile of rubble trying to prevent the bulldozer from knocking down a Palestinian house. So, was it deliberate? Was it an accident? One eyewitness said she tripped and fell backwards down the rubble, and the driver didn't see her. So that's one controversy.
And the controversy surrounding the play?
Well, two theaters announced the play for their programs. One was the New York Theater Workshop, obviously in New York, and the other was Cannes Stage in Toronto. Both canceled those plans, and it's believed because of pressure from theatergoers about Corrie's anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian stance. There is outrage, cries of censorship.
Not just theater goers,
exactly.
Theater patrons.
Theater patrons. Yeah, exactly. In both cases, the play was produced by other theaters. There's even been an Israeli production recently. The Toronto production opened last night, and I will say that the Tarragon Theatre, which is only renting the space, has received voice messages and emails protesting the production of the play. So one doubts these people have either read or seen it, and that's offensive to me. You can't condemn something unless you've seen it or read it.
Has the controversy, the foufara, kind of overwhelmed the play itself?
I think it really has. The play is composed of Rachel Corrie's journal entry, her musings, her lists, and various emails she sent her parents from Gaza. It's been edited, this material has been edited by Alan Rickman, the actor, and Catherine Viner, a journalist with The Guardian in London, Guardian newspaper. Rachel Corrie has been presented in the press, etc., as an exalted martyr and budding gifted writer whose short life has taken on gigantic proportions. Her writing shows a woman passionate about helping and helping change the world, but there's a lot that's troubling about the play.
Such as?
Well, she seems driven more by her guilt at having a privileged life and less by a selfless desire to help. Occasionally, the writing is poetic and elegant, but for all the exalted hype, this is a thin, shallow play. Too often, I found the writing pretentious, self-centered, and childish. It would have helped if we knew the dates of the various entries so that we could see the chronological order that these entries were put in, so we could then see a development in her thinking and writing ability. But we only get dates in the 2 months she was in Gaza. You know, I don't care if she's anti-Israel. I care that she is naive, narrow-minded, and ignorant of the facts. She never indicates why the Israelis are in Gaza bulldozing those houses. And a lot has been written about that, and she doesn't mention it here. She never mentions suicide bombers, for example, but her mother does in probably the most heartfelt, honest entry in the play.
Sometimes with material that you find suspect, it's all in the telling. Does the production here perhaps overcome some of these issues that you're pointing to?
You know, unfortunately, not at all. In fact, it only illuminates the problems. Kate Lushington has directed an overwrought, overly busy, and heavy-handed production. Initially, I was heartened to see designer Astrid Janssen's simple set of a mattress with a red covering and a giant blackboard as the back wall. But Kate Lushington has cluttered this with so much animation, films, and projections on that back wall, it's all distracting. The soundscape and music seem to underline everything as if we're too stupid to be able to get the point. The result is that we can hardly actually see the performance of Bethany Gillard as Rachel Corrie. Miss Gillard is a wonderful actress who has done terrific work elsewhere, but here Lushington has her flit almost constantly around the stage, usually hauling a bloody mattress for no reason. And as Gillard is directed, she's also directed to perform almost everything either in a youthful gush or a tearful intensity. Ordinarily, I would recommend the play, my concerns about it aside, because I want people to see the difference between hype and thin reality. But this is such an infuriating production, I can't even do that.
Well, hype aside, Just don't go.
No.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.
Lynn Slotkin, she's our theater critic. She also publishes a theater newsletter. It's called The Slotkin Letter. My name is Rachel Corey. Plays at the Tarragon Extra Space through the 29th of June. That theater is indeed wheelchair accessible.